Joining me now from the newsroom is Michael Magali. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Annie. To COVID news first, and worldwide we've reached 68 million cases recorded with up to 1.5 million deaths. Australia has almost 28,000 cases with 908 deaths. Just a quick look around the country. South Australia has gone 11 days in a row without a new case. New South Wales Health have reported no new locally acquired cases over the last 24 hours, but there have been two new cases reported from overseas travellers. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has today tweeted that the state has had zero locally acquired cases, as well as zero cases from overseas. In Victoria, the Department of Health have reported that yesterday there were zero locally or overseas acquired cases, and up to 12,000 tests completed. Tasmania have reported three new cases, all of which were from repatriation flights from overseas. And as we go to air, Western Australia's border is the only one that remains partially closed.
And in Australian Parliament today is new legislation that is going to affect tech giants Google and Facebook.
Yes, the proposal was a culmination of years of criticisms from traditional media that Google and Facebook benefit from journalists' hard work without paying anything for it. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the bill aims to protect advertising revenues among traditional media outlets. Those revenues have declined by up to 75% since 2005. He also said that the world will be watching what happens here in Australia, further adding that a strong and diverse media industry is vital to our democracy.
And other new legislation before Parliament today is causing a bit of a division between employers and employees.
Yes, in the first major shake-up to workplace laws since the Howard government's Work Choices Bill in 2006, the new legislation aims to give businesses struggling with the COVID pandemic more flexibility to negotiate pay deals with their employees. This is what Attorney General Mr. Porter had to say.
If a business and its employees all agree that they need to make a change to keep that business afloat, then why shouldn't the independent umpire be able to say, yeah, you should be able to make that change because that saves your business and it saves jobs, even if that change doesn't necessarily tick some legal or technical box?
Australian Council of Trade Unions boss Sally McManus has described the bill as dangerous and extreme and an attack on workers' bargaining power. However, Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry Chief Executive James Pearson said the bill will allow businesses to continue trading rather than insolvent and keep people in work and off the unemployment queues.
And in the US, President-elect Joe Biden is making his intentions clear when it comes to what he's going to do about the COVID crisis over there.
Yes, he has said that he's aiming for 100 million COVID vaccinations within the first 100 days of his presidency. He did give limited details about the unveiling of the strategy, though his statement comes after the approval of the Pfizer COVID vaccine, which has been approved for widespread use in America. The United States has been hardest hit by the pandemic, recording over 15 million cases and almost 300,000 deaths.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Annie.